Well, no.
You wouldn't.
No.
Any other ways besides
I'm so delighted to see you. I'm very happy to see you.
All right. And if someone owns 500, 600, 700 acres of land, how would you say to tell somebody that amount without actually saying a number? He owns
quite a few acres of land.
Okay. Have you ever heard Right Smart?
Yeah.
Right. How would you say that? Or would you, have you heard it said?
I have heard it said he owns a right smart of land. Okay. A lot of land. I've heard that used too.
Okay. What about some other ways of using right smart? Would you ever hear it with money?
Yes.
How
would he has right smart of money, or he is right wealthy.
Mm-hmm. What about pain? Would you ever hear right smart with enduring pain? No.
No, I would think use the word severe.
What about after rain? But I don't mean necessarily would you use it to mean, have you ever heard it? You know, what about it rained right smart?
Rather hard.
Okay.
Yes,
right smart?
Right smart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you want to make something very strong, more enthusiastic than yes, you might say, well, stronger than just yes. Well,
if you insist.
Okay. You mean not as a favor to somebody else, you might say. Somebody might say, well, do you try to go to church every Sunday instead of just saying yes to my that? You might say, why?
Sure, I go.
Okay. Any other ways?
I'm always there.
Okay. Just a one-word answer or two words. Mm-hmm. Do why?
Why, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Certainly.
Why, certainly?
Of course.
Of course.
Okay. And if somebody says, can you do that? And you want to say,
yes,
I
can.
And I put a word in front of it, the positive word. I
sure can.
All right. And if you're talking to an older man, you would, of course, say yes.
Yes, sir.
And to a lady, you would say
yes, ma'am.
All right. Are these still in use in good society?
It's changing.
People are more likely to say just yes.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
The younger generation.
Yes.
But now, my generation would say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am.
Right.
Or yes, sir,
matter.
No, sir.
Right. It's changing. All right.
The young.
If someone intensely dislikes to go to some place, you would say, he blank dreaded the place or hated the place. What word would you put in there to mean very much? He blank hated the place.
He let's see.
Really?
He really hated.
Okay. And if it wasn't just a little bit cold, it was
hot.
No, worse than a little bit cold. It was not
very
just a little
cold.
It was blank. Cold.
Very cold.
Very cold? Would you use R-E-A-L there? It was...
Well, you could use very cold or real cold.
Okay.
Either one.
Very cold.
And probably very. The most common little bit of profanity from maybe more for men than women is blank it. The word for the thing that they're building out there, they have built. That's used as cursing.
The dam.
And use that in front of it. That you hear it occasionally cursing. Hear people all the time say, oh.
Oh, damn it.
Yes.
Damn.